Adventures in Temping. 1. The next day, Ingrid has been summoned to Claire Hillman's office to explain the disappearance of the PowerPoint file she had worked so hard on. 2. Claire. I don't have to tell you what a disaster you caused yesterday, Ingrid. I'm sure you realize that already. 3. Ingrid. Miss Hillman, I swear to you, I put it on a floppy and gave it to Simon Fielding. I wanted to speak to you about it first, but he insisted I give it to him, and to be honest... 4. Fielding enters the room. 5. Fielding. Well, this should be interesting. What excuses has she come up with, Mrs. Hillman? Anything worth including in the company newsletters jokes of the month section? 6. Ingrid. Fielding, you know I saved the file on that floppy. 7. Claire. Firmly. Knock it off, you two. At this point, I am less concerned with figuring out which one of you is up to no good and more interested in putting things right. Where is the file now? 8. Ingrid. It's still on my hard drive. 9. Claire. Good. Now, after making a fool of myself at the meeting yesterday, I hope it's spectacular. Let's go and get it. Fielding, man my desk for a while, please. 10. Fielding. Of course, Miss Hillman. 11. Claire and Ingrid leave the room and make their way to the main office. 12. Claire. Ingrid, I have a good feeling about you. I'm willing to overlook the mess you've made of things this one time, but be warned, I will not tolerate incompetence, and I do not have time to hold your hand as you learn the ropes. 13. Ingrid. I understand totally, and I'm so sorry. I still can't understand what happened, though. 14. The two women enter the main office. Emma is leaning over Ingrid's workstation with her hand on the mouse of Ingrid's computer. 15. Emma, standing up quickly. Oh, hi, Ingrid. I just sent a big file to your computer for the data entry project. I just wanted to see if it came through all right. As you were late, I thought you wouldn't mind if I checked it for you. 16. Ingrid. Of course not, that's fine, thanks. 17. Claire, briskly. Now, let's see this file. I've arranged to see the client late this morning, so hopefully we still have a chance to repair the damage that's been done. 18. Ingrid. Here, I left it in my documents. Wait a second, the folder's empty. 19. Claire. Impatiently. This had better be a joke, Missy. 20. Ingrid. Emma, did you delete anything accidentally? Let me just check the recycle bin. Here it is. I must have deleted it accidentally. 21. Emma. Leaning over their shoulders to see the computer screen. Maybe you sent it to the recycle bin instead of to the floppy drive. Seems like the only explanation. 22. Ingrid. No, I know how to use a computer, and I did not do that. 23. Claire. Never mind now. Just restore the file and let me see it. This is the last time I give you anything more than typing to do. 24. Ingrid double-clicks the file, and the PowerPoint program runs. 25. Claire. Emma, get back to work, please. 26. Emma sits back down at her desk and starts typing again. 27. Ingrid. Here we are. I've used the colors of the company logo for the presentation, and all the slides basically follow the template, but I've changed a few things. 28. Claire. She scrolls through the slides. This is good. Very good. You've changed the text a bit, too, I think. 29. Ingrid. Just changed the sentence structure here and there slightly. I hope you don't mind. I just think it's vital for presentations to be as clear and unambiguous as they can possibly be. 30. Claire. No, I appreciate your being so proactive. I like to see a bit of initiative round here. It makes a nice change. But remember, Ingrid, all the intelligence and creativity in the world means nothing if you can't get the work done on time. 31. Ingrid, frowning. I don't understand. Claire. Oh, I think you do, Ingrid. This was a nice little ploy to buy some more time in order to finish a fantastic presentation. You got away with it this time, but if it happens again, I'll be on to your temp agency before you can say dole Q. 33. Is Ingrid's job in danger? Will she manage to get back in Claire Hillman's good books, or will she be shown the door? Find out next month.